Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in Sioux City, Iowa.
And what happened to you?
Well, we have a ghost that's been here for about 5 or 6 years. It could have been longer, but we never was aware of it.
Now, after 5 or 6 years, it couldn't be too scary.
Well, it got to be that point because I got curious. And so it was always just seems to be in my bedroom. And it got to the point where everybody thought, they'd laugh at me, so I thought I was having a nervous breakdown or something until it got a little bit more where my husband noticed it.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we'd go to bed, it'd go between us and push us apart.
A little jealous ghost here?
Yeah, we just dealt with it. Well, then the grandchildren saw one of the little 4-year-old granddaughters saw, she wanted to know who the lady was laying in bed next to her grandpa. And her mom said, well, grandma's downstairs watching TV. No, not her, that lady. But nobody else saw it. But my husband was aware that he thought I was there. And then when he rolled over, there's nobody there. So, and then another granddaughter was sitting on the toilet, and she started screaming, and my son ran upstairs. She said, why'd that lady slam that door and walk through the wall? So then it started progressing where everybody in the family then was kind of aware things were going on. So I started getting really angry because I could not go upstairs and go to bed without this feeling of something coming over the foot of the bed and covering me.
And she didn't want you around, did she?
No. We always thought it was a man because the house is 120 years old and there was a man that died here many, many years ago, but
mm-hmm.
we never found anything about any women. And this started getting to the point where I couldn't even go to bed. I would come downstairs crying, and I wouldn't go upstairs unless my husband came. And he would feel around. He didn't feel anything. Well, one night he said, you stand by the light. It's an old house, so the only lights on the bedrooms upstairs are little wall lights. And we kept them like that because they're the old-fashioned that run down through the gas pipe.
Right, right.
He said, when I say turn the light on, you turn the light on. And when I did, there was an impression. He said, somebody sitting up against me. And here, you could see the impression on the bed. But you can't feel anything. And he'd brush it and he'd go away. So I just kept getting more curious. And I kept thinking, you're not going to scare me. I want to know who you are. And I crawled under my bed to see if there was something I was missing. And one night, it came up the foot of the bed. And it covered me to the point where it was like tons and tons of weight. I couldn't open my mouth.
I mean, like it wanted to suffocate you?
Yeah, and I thought, yeah. I'm going to open my eyes because I'm going to see something. And I couldn't move. And I opened my eyes, and there's nothing there but the hair in my nose. You know, you can feel.
You could feel the presence of whatever it was.
So finally, after a few minutes, it was gone. Well, then I just really became really irate, and my husband went to... He was an elevator inspector for passenger elevators, and he was in this church. He was telling this pastor about it, and he said, take this holy water, it's been blessed, and you sprinkle it around your bedroom. The first, next incident, that holy water, now that's been 4 years ago, and that bottle is still sitting on the dresser, and it will not open. He tried it with a pair of pliers and could not get the lid open.
You so it's never been open?
No. It's still sitting there in that bedroom.
Now, what about the apparition?
Well,
still coming around?
I decided I wanted to really see what was going on, so I got me a VCR camera. And I covered all the mirrors, everything that might reflect any kind of light, but I never got anything with the VCR camera. So I took a regular camera.
Still camera, you mean?
A regular still camera, and I waited. And when that app... The feeling came up over the foot of the bed. I snapped the picture.
With or without a flash?
Without a flash.
Without a flash, all right.
It was the most hideous picture. I mean, I cried and I cried. It was like it was red and it had big long arms. You could see the arms, the chest. You could see where the arms, you know, under the arms to the chest, the head, the face was horrible.
Was it like the devil?
It was the most horrible thing I've never seen anything like this.
You still have this picture? Can you get this to me?
No. I kept it, and I showed it to so many people. And finally, it just got to the point where one night, it grabbed hold of me, and it just whipped the heck out of my face. And I am screaming. I've got an old brass bed that has brass rungs on the top, and I'm hanging onto that, and I'm straight out. And I'm screaming. My husband comes upstairs, and he's reaching under me, over me, and this is trying to pull me under over the foot of my bed.
Where was it going to take you?
I don't know. Finally, he just hollered, "In the name of Jesus Christ, let her go." And it was gone.
And has it ever come back since?
It's here. It's still here now.
It is there.
But it's not violent. But I'm a Catholic, and the priest told me that I was giving honor to this by keeping this picture and to burn it.
Interesting.
So I burned it.
I wonder why it's a little more docile.
I don't know. We have moved downstairs, and I have a daughter and her husband and two girls that rent the upstairs. It is bothering them in that same bedroom.
Oh, so it's starting all over again, but mm-hmm. with them now.
Yeah.
Why don't you move?
It all comes. I am too stubborn. I am not going to let this take my house. It still comes. It still bothers my husband and I down here in this bedroom. My son-in-law thought somebody was hollering his name, and the grandchildren will even they accept it now. But my grown children will not go upstairs in this house if there isn't a whole bunch of people upstairs. Nobody will go upstairs by themselves. We had to put a bathroom in down here. My grown children.
Sounds like the house on the haunted hill.
It is just unreal. And we didn't realize that when we moved here way back in the 70s, that my youngest girl was just a kindergartner. And she would always be talking to somebody on the stairway to the attic. But we just thought, you know, we never paid any attention.
Just thought it was a kid thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. And all this time, then when it started where we would see something, and just, well, it was maybe about a week ago, I saw my husband come in and just go upstairs. And I thought, what's he going upstairs for? Because we usually don't go up there.
Right.
And he come in about 3-4 minutes later. It wasn't even him.
So what do you mean it wasn't him?
There, it wasn't him.
So this thing takes shapes, too.
Yeah, you'll see it. I saw him carry a granddaughter upstairs one day, and I said, what are you putting her in that bedroom for?
You know, you need to get the house exercised, I think, because this thing is not going to go away. And if it's not taking up shapes and images of people to trick you, that's kind of dangerous, I think. And I would take care of that as soon as I could.